Hear me, O people of God. Listen. Your harvest is not missing. There are days when you pray and you feel as if the breakthrough is not coming forth. There are times when it seems that you have labored, but let me tell you, there is another God, or there is a God rather, that says to me and you that there are testimonies that come where you did not sow. And people of God, let me say this. I am preaching out of a personal conviction today. I am saying this because what you're about to hear today is what has kept me over the years. It's what God has kept in my heart. This is my personal conviction about life. Many people are praying for answers while God is asking them to lift up their eyes. Did you read? Can I have verse 36? Let me have this King James. I want you to observe something, people of God. He that reapeth receive wages. People of God, excuse me. Does that mean that when you work, you are supposed to receive your wages, right? What of those that receive the wages yet they never worked? Are you seeing this is what is called a testimony? Where what you are due for, you are not even giving. The punishment that is supposed to come to you because of rebellion and failure, you didn't get it. Instead, you were blessed. People of God, have you seen men that they built houses and another person just come and the keys to those houses are given to them? Did they lay a block there? Now, this is a God that we know, that we serve. Listen, people of God, your God will satisfy you early this year in the name of Jesus. People of God, listen to me. You didn't hear me very well. You will not labor hard. You will see the result in the name of Jesus. Listen, people of God, you will not sow a seed, but you will receive bountiful harvest. In the name of Jesus. Amen. He said, and gathered fruit until eternal life. People of God, listen to me. Do you know that thief on the cross? The one by the right hand of Jesus. I don't know why he was placed there. Do you know he didn't do anything to gain salvation? But do you know there are some men, you will finish well in this life in the name of Jesus. You will not run this race and at the end of the day you will fall down and die, or you will lose salvation in the name of Jesus. No mistake will derail you from the presence of God in the name of Jesus. People of God, I don't believe so much in too much prayers. I believe in prophetic sayings. So anytime you hear us saying these things, key into it, because that is the prayer. Hallelujah. A proverb says, the eye that looks down will not receive. Oh, people of God. So today our topic is going to be look up. Somebody say, look up. Your harvest is calling. Can I also have Amos 9:13? People of God, your harvest is coming in the name of Jesus. Listen, by all those prayer points that we have prayed, all of them will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life and I say God will satisfy you early in the name of Jesus. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman, what does the plowman mean? The harvester. Or the one that tills the ground, hallelujah, shall overtake the reaper. People of God, oh dear Lord, let me not touch this. Please go back to that old scripture. Let me finish something here. The Spirit of God just ministered something to me. Point number one, when you are looking up, point number one says in John 4 verse 35 now, 35 now. John 4, 35 now, please. He said, as you look at, give me King James. Don't mind me, sometimes we are so used to this scripture. Say not ye, there are not 4 months, and then cometh harvest? People of God, do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? When you look up, you will not say there is one. Take me back to where he says look up. Take back. No, go to 34, I think. Go to 34. No, give me King James. Yeah, 35. Good. 35, King James. Good, good. I want you to see something. Why your harvest? 35 KJV. I want you to see something that happens. Brother, come. Come. Oh, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. People of God, now look. You know what our problem is? Our problem is that we're always looking down. And when you are looking down, put your head here. When you are looking down, you only see your circumference. You only see that which concerns you. You only see your troubles. You only see your sorrows. You only see even the blessings that comes to you are limited. Why? You are looking downwards. Looking downwards is looking into your limitations. You cannot see to the end of the field. You are just looking downwards. So you are confined to a certain circumference. Am I communicating? When you are looking down, you do not see the possibility of the fields turning to fertile land. When you look down, you do not see anything good. When you look down, that is when you begin to complain, oh God, why me? Because you are only seeing yourself in the picture. You are not seeing others in the picture. When you look down, you are looking to the limitations that the devil has set before you. People of God, listen. When you look down, you don't see the grace of God. When you look down, you don't see the blessings of God. And you know what happens? You know what happened? The scripture also says here. It says, Jesus said, lift up your eyes and look into the fields. Your limitation is not your problem. Your limitation is the environment you put yourself into. Your limitation is the environment you put yourself into. The scripture tells us that I can do all things through Christ who what strengthens me. So it means when I look down, I am not walking in the strength of Christ. I am looking at my environment. We were just reading in Exodus when the children of Israel left out of Egypt. You know what they were doing? When there was no food, they were looking down at the present condition. And so they were complaining based on the present condition. When there was no water, they were looking at the present condition. The Bible says, look up and look into the fields. People of God, do not allow your environment to become your limitation. Brother, you may take your seat. God bless you. Can we celebrate him? Thank you. Listen, people of God, your limitation is your orientation. Your limitation is your orientation. The knowledge of the past that you think you know. People of God, but I am careful with members of the church, especially those that think they know. So even when you teach, they think they know. Your orientation can be your limitation. And your orientation can be your breakthrough. People of God, even when you know, be as though that do not know. Seek counsel from the word of God. Look up into the fields. Listen, people of God, you can pick one scripture today. When you connect it to one scripture, it means one thing. But that same scripture connected to another scripture will mean a different thing. Don't be egoistic. You know it all. No. That is a limitation. That is looking down. You cannot see far when your eyes are fixed within your circle. Looking down leads to confusion. I say it again. You cannot see far when your eyes are fixed within your circle. Faith begins where your sight ends. This is the mystery of faith. Faith begins where your sight ends. People of God, we are dwelling in the preceding words. There are words in the scripture that you shouldn't take for granted. People of God, when you read the Bible from today henceforth, please pick every word and look for the meaning. It says look up. That means I shouldn't just look within me. I should look outside. I should lift my eyes and look into the fields. What you refuse to look up to, you will never rise into. What you refuse to look up to, you will never rise into. If you fail to look up to God, you will never rise into God. If you don't see yourself looking up to prosperity, you will never rise into prosperity. Some of us have limited ourselves, our wealth, to what is in our pocket. Some of us have limited ourselves to what we have in the bank account. You do not know that people are also your assets. You do not know that the word of God in you is also an asset. So you look at what people call money and what people call resource, you look at it as a limitation. So your circle is just within you. Why don't you look at yourself in the wealth of Christ? Why don't you look at yourself in the blessings of Christ? People of God, this year you will know no limitation in the name of Jesus. Some answers will not come until your perspective changes. Some answers will never come to you in life until your perspective about life changes. Until your perspective about every situation changes. If not, there is nothing that will change around you. People of God, if you are looking downwards, that is the whole of the perspective you can see. The Bible says, I look up to the hills. From where what? My help comes from. You must look up into the hills. Tell somebody, look up. Your harvest is calling. Tell another person, look up. Your harvest is calling. People of God, I make a declaration. I say, Father, may you receive the grace to look beyond your present situation in the name of Jesus. I speak grace into your life that your present situation will never define you in the name of Jesus. You are far above and you are highly lifted up by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Point number two. It says, lift your eyes and look into the fields, for they are white and already to harvest. Can I have verse 36? And he that reapeth receiveth wages. Let me stop here. Now, people of God, look at this. Our problem is that we think with our own calendar. There are two types of calendar that you should know. There is what is called the human calendar, and there is also what is called the Gregorian, that is human or Gregorian calendar. Then there is what is called the prophetic calendar. That is what is called the Kairos calendar. That is the calendar of God. People of God, when you are dwelling on the Gregorian calendar, that is the human calendar that we all know, you will know that there is a time that you will sow a seed, Abby, and then you will wait for the rain. The rains will have to come and fall upon it for months. Averagely, they say it's about 4 months or so. If my farming skills is okay, maybe Dr. Maki will help us there. They say about 4 months, right? Now, that is the human calendar. But there is also what is called the prophetic calendar. That is the Kairos calendar. You will never operate with the Gregorian calendar in the name of Jesus. I say everything that dwells in your life will be by the prophetic and the Kairos calendar in the name of Jesus. People of God, listen to me. The Gregorian or the human calendar works with days. It works with weeks. It works with months. It works with years. The prophetic calendar does not have that limitation. When what men calls delay in the human calendar, in the prophetic calendar, it is called a process. I don't know whether you heard me. What men calls delay in the Gregorian calendar, I have waited for 5 years without a child. I have waited for this. People of God, you are only following the human calendar. But in the Gregorian calendar, it is a process. The Bible says, what God calls now, right? When God says now, clocks becomes irrelevant. You know what that means? When you are into the prophetic calendar, the clock, the ticking of the clock becomes irrelevant because that is not what you are operating by. Do you know, in the prophetic calendar is where what we call speed. In the Gregorian calendar, they say everything, you have to do it one after the other, one day at a time. I can tell you that in the Kairos calendar, a day is like 1,000 years. So when the Lord wants to restore your one day, he will pack things of generation, even the one of your forefathers, all the breakthroughs of your forefathers, because if they put all of them together, you're not going to even reach 1,000 years. Because I don't think you can remember your forefathers up to 1,000 years, but God has them. God will pack all their blessings, nyafu nyafu, and just give it to you at once. That is what we call the Kairos calendar. People of God, do you know what our limitation is? The Gregorian calendar. This is point number two. Are you looking up to the human calendar, or are you looking up to the prophetic calendar for your life? Do you know when you understand the process of the prophetic calendar, you do not complain again? You do not worry. Because why? 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 Because you know that God processes everything for your good. Somebody didn't hear me. God is processing everything for your good. Can I hear an amen? Amen. People of God, listen to me today. In the prophetic realm, harvest is not tied to weather, economy, or policies. I told you. Even if they sell a block, one piece of block, to build a house at 1 million naira, you will still build your house in the name of Jesus. People of God, even when you build a house, you will live happily and comfortably in it in the name of Jesus. People of God, do not be ruled by the economy. Do not be ruled by the policies of men. Be ruled by the dictates of heaven, by what God is saying. Look up to God. I make a declaration that your life is synchronized with God's prophetic timing in the name of Jesus. I say your life is synchronized with God's prophetic calendar in the name of Jesus. Now, can I have that Amos now? Now, give me that Amos in Message translation. Give me that Amos in Message translation. Amos 9:13. Amos 9:13, Message translation. Good, good, good. It says, behold, it says, oh, good. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. God's decree, not man. So we're talking about the Kairos calendar now. God's decree, things are going to happen so fast. Your head will swing. That means there will be confusion to your human brain. Are you getting me? When God wants to bless you, he can embarrass you with blessings. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? He now says, your head will swing one thing fast on the heels of the other. Do you know what this is saying? People of God, God is gathering the harvest, the lokachinchire chiawa, the time you go and remove the grass. God is combining everything, plus the seed sowing, plus the time it will grow. God is making it to happen at once. He said, you won't be able to keep up. It means when you are even trying to comprehend what God is doing in your life, you won't be able to keep up. I speak, that is the bountiful blessings you will pack this year in the name of Jesus. And guess what he said? He says, everything will happen at what? At what? And he says, everything, everywhere you look, blessings. It says, blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. People of God, God is packing your January to December to bless you in a twinkling of an eye. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. I say your God will satisfy you early this year in the name of Jesus. All that trouble that lasted, God has brought them to an end. Your God has satisfied you early this year in the name of Jesus. People of God, listen to me very well. Listen, people of God. The plumber will overtake the reaper. This is a compressed blessing. You know what? I even tried to look for a name for this thing. I was wondering. I said, okay, Father, what do we call this compressed blessing? And I was thinking, I don't know about you, but I could not comprehend. If you were asked to name this thing that just happened, where the sowing and the reaping and the harvesting and everything at once, what will you call them? I tried, I don't know, do we have linguistics in the house? I tried, can somebody just try? Just try. What would be the name? Daddy, you want to help us? Package. Oh, love that. Any other person? Eh? Did I hear something here? Protocol breaker. I love this. Any other? Any other? But you say what? Berkete. I love that. People of God, do you know what I just say, let me just leave it that no space. No space. For you to think, there is no space. For you to even act on what God is doing, there is no space. There is no space for you to even put your hand into it. Why? God has finished the entire work. That is why he said some people will labor for your sake. Some people will do the sowing, the planting and everything. Even some people will do the watering from heaven. Sir, all you need to do is to come and take your place and take your harvest. That is what my Bible is telling me. So I say there is no space for human comprehension. There is no space for human endeavor. You will not put your hand into it. You know why? God has settled you. Before you even thought of it, he says the thinking, or before your imagination could grasp what God is doing, he said everywhere you look is just blessings. Can somebody celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah. People of God, this is my personal conviction over the years. And I wrote here, some people don't know how much the enemy tried to conquer their field, but God preserved your seeds. People of God, you know what? You don't know what the devil is doing behind, just like Job. Wait now. The field of Job was the heavenly council. May your field be the heavenly council in the name of Jesus. People of God, Job, they here, they flex in thing. They are negotiating him in the council of heaven. You see why God said, look up to the hills from where my help comes from. You must learn to look up. Job was here chilling with a digesting life. You know, he had everything running for him in place. It was a cool and cozy life. In fact, in our generation today, it's only their Zuckerberg Trump, them. Is Trump a millionaire or a politician? But he's a millionaire too now. Hallelujah. The guy get boxed. Well. You know, they are the ones that can chill at that such a level. People of God, he didn't even sin, but his engagements, his dealings were discussed at the courts of heaven. And they were saying, have you seen my son Job? People of God, it was not God, it was not the devil that came to complain of Job. You know why? You know why? God will make boast of you this year in the name of Jesus. God is saying that, Kai, I have so loved you. I have so tried this man. In all things, he has not failed. I say, even you, devil, I give you permission. Try him. God will try you and you will not fail this year in the name of Jesus. I speak to you that even when you are tried, you will not fall by the wayside in the name of Jesus. I speak prophetically into your life. I say, whatever it is that easily besets you from today, it dies in the name of Jesus. People of God, listen. Listen to me very well. When we say no space, it means that God has finished everything for you. Whatever God has protected, Satan cannot touch. And you know why? Even when the devil has the permission to come and touch you, he can't touch you all. Why? You are already protected by God. The gifts of God are without repentance. If God has given you something, he doesn't pull it back. So even when you are tried, God is just waiting for you. You, devil, finish your temptation. And listen, when God is doing that thing, it means there is a bigger harvest in front. Look at the life of Job. After everything happened, the Bible says he had a better turnover of what he had before. If Namibia, you are going to say, make this kind of try as they come. You were a millionaire. The problem come. You lost everything. You now woke up a billionaire. Okay? I go say, mighty God, change the calculation. I want to make that instead of the problem, because so that from millionaire, I go jump to trillionaire. Am I communicating? But do you know, instead, when the trouble comes, instead of looking at the end, instead of raising our eyes to look above the fields, we are complaining of our present limitation. So we are looking at what God is passing us through as the problem. Why God is saying that? No, look up! Look up, there are better things in store for you. God is saying, look up to me. And you are saying, my situation. Oh God, why me? If you know me very well, that is the prayer I hate most. Maybe because I had prayed it over and over again. You know, when life seemed to be like a curse upon me. I had prayed it over and over again. But I came to understand that that prayer itself is demonic. I declare to you, your harvest will erupt every process in the name of Jesus. Listen, I say your harvest will disrupt every protocol in the name of Jesus. Your harvest will break every protocol in the name of Jesus. Can I still prophesy to you? God will satisfy you early this year in the name of Jesus. Listen, listen. There are some blessings of God that when they come at old age, you know they're sweet. I'm telling you, there are some blessings at old age. You know they're sweet. God will satisfy you early. I say God will satisfy you early. From today, you will have testimonies. God will satisfy you early. All that you have prayed and labored upon, your God, my God, our God will satisfy us early in the name of Jesus. Now listen. In verse 38, can I have John 4, 38? It says, reaping where you did not sow. I love this part. It says, I sent you to harvest a field you never walked. People of God, let me tell you something. A brother woke up begging God for a house to stay. And you know what? In Abuja, he never knew. A man brought 10 plotters. That's what. Acre, can uncle? 1 acre, ba? 100 by 100. What? That's 1 acre, ba? Somebody brought 10 plots. Is that acre? Hectare. A hectare. The acre is 10 hectares, have you? Okay, so 1 hectare now, right? Yes, that's what I'm saying. 100 by 100 times Gudagoma. Whatever it is, let's leave that calculation. What I am saying is that the man bought 100 by 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. In fact, it was 200 by 500. I remember it was 200 by 500. And listen, people of God, as this boy was praying and asking God, he was going into ministry and was asking God, what do I do? A man heard him preaching in the morning. He puts a speaker in his house and then he stands in the morning and he'll just be preaching and making declaration upon the land. You know what? He is countering what the Ishmaelites do in the morning. I know some of you don't know the mystery behind that call they do in the morning. But that guy understood the mystery. And he stood up every morning. And this guy was consistent and faithful in what he was doing. And so the other man was troubled in his spirit. And the man said he fought with ages. How many of you know ages in Abuja? Abuja, geographical, whatever. These people will go come. If you build, they will say, show your plot, show your papers and all those things. Nasarawa is Najis. Najis, ma. Good. And the man had finished all the battle with Najis and ages. I mean, he has done everything with lands and survey. He has finished everything with FCTA. And then he came to this brother and said, my brother, these your prayers are powerful. Do you have a ministry? He said, yes, sir. We know that God has done it for us. We're asking God for a plot of land somewhere. He said, a plot? He said, I have 10. He said, take, free of charge. Did he labor with ages, sir? Did he neighbor with FCTA? People of God, that is the kind of blessing I am talking to you about. When you are thinking of step one, God is 10 steps ahead of you. If you are that person, shout amen. Amen. People of God, your God says that without lifting a finger, you have walked into a field, walked long and what? Hard by others. It means that what he's giving you has already been purified. The person has walked for a long time and he walked hard on top of him just to give you on a platter of gold. You know what is this? This is what is called a more than a conqueror philosophy. You know what that means? These boxers. You see the kind of blows where then they collect. I was reading the statistics. They say Mike Tyson's punch is 50 kg. That means then throw one bag of cement at you. Is that play? Which kind of play be that? One bag of, you know the bag of cement? 50 kg. Nine be person blow. Yet this man will go and exchange punches with other. They have bruises on their face. Some of them don't even last. Some of them die. Parkinson's syndrome will catch up with some of them. Yet when they come to the house, they carry their belt, the what they have won, and give it to the wife that never raised a finger. The wife is at home. Women, you are blessed in Jesus' name. No wonder your week is starting today, this week. The Lord will answer all your prayers in the name of Jesus. People of God, but get what I am trying to say. The man that did the fight is different. The one that is taking the victory is different. Does that sound like Pato Kranto to somebody? That is what God, he won the fight, but he gave us the victory. Victory is mine. I thought somebody would sing the song with me. Victory is my... Don't worry, let's go. My time is well spent. People of God, listen, this is what we are talking about here. That the people have worked on the field long and what? And hard. And they just come and do what? Give it to you. Isn't that what Jesus did with his life? He fought the battle. He fought even on the cross. He went to Hades and fought for it. And then you know what? He gave you eternal life on a piece, on a platter of gold. You didn't work for salvation. It was given. Oh! Father, be glorified. If everything, oh people, listen to me. Jesus said you have entered into their labor. This is what is called the mystery of grace. You enter into their labor. Ah, yeah. It's like you walking into the camp of the enemy and claiming your victory. When the enemy thought they have held you captive, you walk into their camp. Does that sound like Jesus? When the devil thought he has won the victory by him dying on the cross of Calvary, Jesus walked into the camp of the enemy and collected the keys to life. That is how you collect your breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Even when the enemies are camped right about you, the Bible tells me one thing. He said he will set a table for me in the presence of whoa. He didn't say my friends, because my friends will join me on that table. He didn't say my family, because my family will join me on that table. He said he set a table for me in the presence and in the midst of my enemies. People of God, if the hell like men and gather times 10, I will be like Job. I will go through the process knowing that it is a Kairos calendar, not a human calendar. I will go through that process because I know there is a multiple fold waiting for me at the other end. If you're the one, shout amen. Amen. If everything were to come by effort, then grace will be useless. If everything in this life were to come by your effort, then grace is useless. Higher. You know, sometimes to do sermon, bah, you have to cut so many things. You have to cut so many things, but you that have the understanding of what you read there is because of the human calendar. We have to put something into a time frame. But people of God, if you understand this, you will know what grace means. Grace is carrying somebody's strength and just putting on you. It's to carry somebody's ability and just put on you. You didn't labor for it. God just carried the ability, that grace for you to conquer. He just carried it and put inside of you. Simple. The mystery of grace. Oh. Grace is when God pays you for work you did not do. He gives you the victory where you didn't fight. He fought the war and gave you the victory. He did all the battles and gave you the victory. That is grace. Oh God. You prayed and someone else sowed. You just walk into the field and you reap the harvest. Have you been in times where you are calculating one school fees? Look at the testimony our mama shared. She got to a time, she was wondering, why did she make that sacrifice? Things just started coming. Sir, mama, the money they sent to you, did you labor for it? Maybe you help the person carry two blocks. Or you help the person go office, you drive him to the office. Did you do anything? It was just wired to you. This is what we are talking about. God will do miracles in your life in the name of Jesus. See, but you will not sweat and God will come to your aid in the name of Jesus. Do you know the only thing God expects you to do is to have a fellowship with him? God just wants a fellowship with him. Those things, these things does not just come on everybody. You have to look up to the hills. You have to have a relationship with him. Tell somebody, look up. Tell another person, look up. It's like you just showed up somewhere somebody else has labored and you claim the land. You just wake up to a farm, you go there and you don't have food at home and the whole of the farm becomes yours. Now Dangote farm I go first visit. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. I declare unto your life this day, I say you will step into your prepared blessing in the name of Jesus. You will step into a finished labor in the name of Jesus. People of God, lastly, what is this harvest we're talking about? What is the harvest? They say a harvest is a proof of divine identity. Can I have Psalm 23 verse 5? Psalm 23 verse 5. Oh, I love this. I just quoted it. It says, thou preparest a table for me. Aya. Livy, let me see. Let me see. I like this. So, you serve me a six-course dinner. Right in front of who? Oh my goodness, somebody's not reading this. I didn't see this translation though. He said, you prepare me a six-course dinner. He get appetizer. He get, what did they call out? Dessert. All of them. All the six course, he prepare them for you at once. In the presence of who? May your enemies be plenty in the name of Jesus. You don't have to say amen. If you don't have enemies, this table no go settle. Hallelujah. He said, you revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessings. Your cup will be filled with blessings in the name of Jesus. Now, people of God, listen to me very well now. Listen, people of God. What it says here is that God brings you into harvest, not just to bless you, but to prove to men that he is your God. God just wants to prove to men that he is your God. And you know what God is doing? He's using you to showcase you so that those enemies will have a turn around and come back to him. So God is using you as a model. God, you will be used as a model by God in the name of Jesus. I speak to you, I say you will be used as a model by God in the name of Jesus. Our brother shared this testimony. And when I went to his office, I told him that, sir, your courage has ministered to me, Dr. Alu. I said, the way you have handled, so trivial, so... I said, sir, I said, what you have done has ministered to me as a person. See, ba, it is only weaklings that when these trials come, they chicken out. Your strength is measured in the days of adversity. And he said, when you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is what? Your strength is weak. May your strength never be weak in the name of Jesus. Finally, in conclusion, your harvest is a sermon. Your testimony is evidence. Your overflow is God's signature. I take these three things again. Your harvest is a sermon. Your testimony is evidence. Your overflow, it's God's signature. God, they put a signature on your blessings. He is leaving it with what? Nyafu. That is why he calls it an overflow. So it says that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Nobody said they see me chop alone, finish. He leave a signature of the blessing on top of my life. So that nobody only for that table, the blessings go there. Even right into my homes, there is a blessing. The overflow is God's signature upon your life. Can we rise even as we pray? You will have the signature of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. In your life, you will be counting overflows in the name of Jesus. Oh! What does it take? Look up. Just look up unto God alone. That is all. That is all you need to do. Our brother was talking about a pure heart, Pastor Isaac. God bless him for that scripture. He was talking about a pure heart. Do you know, bah? I went home and I asked myself, how do I practicalize having a pure heart? My brother, I will tell you the truth. There are things that even pastors struggle with. Let me tell you the truth. I am not the type that will stand and come and tell you that pastors are holier than holy. It's not true. And I asked myself, Father, what does it take to carry this? See, any word that you say to me, ba, don't worry, let me just go home. I begin to brood over it. I begin to think over it. I begin to ask myself questions. How does this affect me? And I began to ask God, how do I develop this pure heart? And do you know what I heard? He said, even to man, it's not easy. He said, but by my word, it is easy. How do you do by a pure heart? Looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You must look up unto him. He said, my help cometh from the hills. Where does my help come from? He said, my help cometh from the hills. I look up to the hills from where my help comes from. People of God, you must learn to put your heart upon Jesus. You must learn to only look at the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. People of God, when the sin and the trials and the temptation comes, you must learn to tell the devil that somebody finished the fight. Our problem is that we just look at the situation. Is there any situation that you have been looking to that has refused you raising your face to look up to the hills? It has refused you to see the fields. And upon the fields, there are so many testimonies lying down for you. Upon the fields, there are breakthroughs waiting for you to lay your hands upon. People of God, what are you limiting yourself to? Some of us, it is our salaries. The only thing we're looking up to make more and more collect salaries, it is a limitation. I told you salary is salari. It is money for salt to the Roman soldiers. Money for salt. Salt alone, not a cook soup. Thank you, ma. Listen, people of God, they say take home pay. Some of us, our pay, not even reach gate for here. You cannot even take the money out of the office you collected it because it cannot even reach. So how do you call it a take home pay? Never you look up to those things. They are limitations. They set barriers. Why not a God that can bless you not at the end of the month, but he is using a Kairos calendar to bless you every second. As you breathe out, there is a blessing. As you are doing things, there is a blessing. God can compress 100 seasons into a millisecond just to bless you. Where have you limited yourself? I like to preach and I like to say this. I say, I teach you to learn how to make it a personal conviction. I cannot pray this thing into your life. It is a personal conviction. You have to personify it into your life. Where am I lacking? I always say this. I always encourage a sober reflection because it is what turns to genuine repentance. We can pray and lay hands upon everybody. But listen, once your heart is not looking unto the things of God, once your eyes is not fixed on the things of God, it is futile. A songwriter said, Lord, it is me, the one you love. Lord, it is me. He said, I am desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 I am desperate for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Lord, it is me, the one you love. Lord, it is me.
Can you make that a prayer?
Lord, it is me, the one you saved. Lord, it is me.
Hey.
I am desperate for you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh,
your desperation is looking unto God. I am looking up to you, oh God. And the way you are looking up to him, because you have a relationship, you are saying, Lord, it is me, the one that you love. Father, it is me. And then when God is looking and coming up to you, you are still reminding him, Father, it is me, the one that you saved. Aya, those are the eyes that look up to God. I am desperate for you. Your results does not even matter. Your results are hidden in Him. So whatever you achieve, you are achieving it by the victorious power of the name of Jesus. So it means that you did not fight the fighter. It is not your result, else pride will set in. I don't know. If you are seeing the result based on your own works, pride will set in. But you are looking at the result at the finished work of Christ.
I am desperate for you.
Made you to turn away from God. Dr. Alu said something. He said there are men that came to him that he should do something diabolic so that that position can be his. So many of us are like that. You are waiting on God, but a sin or something just comes. Just a little lie, just one lie. When you go lie, you go get them. And that is all. Just one sin. For ladies, they will say, just sleep with only this man and then you'll get the job. And our ladies are falling into it. Yourself to that problem. God is saying, yes, it has happened in the past. I agree. You must learn not to live in the past, but you must raise your eyes and look unto Him. That is the author and the finisher. People of God, some people can identify you with the sin of yesterday. Some people can judge you by the things you did yesterday. It's not their problem, and it should not be your problem. They will say things against you that doesn't really matter. It was your yesterday. Don't look at your yesterday. It is a limitation. It is a circumference you build upon yourself. Look into the future where God is raising you into. You must look at the finished work of Christ on the cross. So you are looking at everything in the future. Hiya.
Desperate for you.
I speak to your life this day. Whatever that seems late by human calendar, we remove that human calendar and put the Kairos calendar in your life in the name of Jesus. Listen, whatever seems to be hard for you, we remove that hardness of the human calendar and we'll put the Kairos calendar in your life in the name of Jesus. People of God, even the names that you bear, that people call you the names of yesterday, it is a Kairos calendar called yesterday. It is a human calendar called yesterday. We are believing in the Kairos calendar where God can compress all good seasons of 1,000 generations, of 1,000 years, and just put it in your hands at once. I say you have received that Kairos calendar and those Kairos blessings upon your life in the name of Jesus. The blessings from Adam down to this generation, all the good blessings is upon your life in the name of Jesus. All the covenants fulfilled, I speak to your life this day that the blessings of those covenants are come upon you in the name of Jesus. You will not beg for bread. Your children will not beg for bread. You will not lack where to sleep, and your children will never be vagabonds on the streets in the name of Jesus. Your children will not be wayward in the name of Jesus. From you shall be a better generation in the lives of your children in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Blessed be God forevermore. And the church will say, can we celebrate Jesus?